This is The Missing Link with your host, the insufferable, but never boring, Sean Jackson.
Welcome to The Missing Link, everyone. I'm your host, Sean Jackson, and I'm joined, as always, by the radiant Micah Gadea. Micah, how are you today?
I am so good. How are you, Sean?
I am fantastic, as always. And I am super, super excited about today's show because for people who have been following LinkedIn for a while, everyone should know by now they have introduced a new mobile app. Well, several mobile apps, actually, but a new mobile app for the LinkedIn ecosystem.
Yep.
And I thought it was really, really good. What did you think of it?
Yes. I'm still learning it, but yes, I'm like
And it was funny to me because I was like, you know, we need to have somebody back on the show who really knows the mobile experience and really can talk about it in ways that online marketers understand. So, Micah, we have back, and really almost our first repeat guest, if you will.
Yeah.
The most awesome Vivica Von Rosen.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
It's Vivica.
What?
Vivica.
Gosh dang it. This happened last time she was on the show. I kept on messing up her name. Are you kidding me? Okay, that's it. I'm never going to call her that again. I'm going to call her Vivacious. Okay, Vivacious Von Rosen because I cannot.
That's so fitting, too. Yeah, Vivica is Vivacious.
Vivica is Vivacious. There we go. Don't forget that. I'm going to mess up her name continuously. So it's the Vivacious Von Rosen. It sounds like an act, doesn't it? The Vivacious Von Rosen here will be on our show to talk about the mobile app experience and what marketers need to know about it. What do you think, Micah?
I love it. Let's do it.
And, you know, it's great because we've had some questions in our group about the mobile experience. What does it really mean? And as we always say on this show, it is the audience that drives our content. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways they do that is how, Micah?
They join us in our Missing Link LinkedIn group, which is amazing. And we're over 400 members right now.
I know. And it keeps on growing and growing. So
yes, it does.
Tell everyone who may be listening for the first time or has not taken the chance to do the very simple task of joining our group how they can do that, Micah.
Yeah, now is a great time to join. So if you're in the continental United States, you can take out your awesome mobile phone where your mobile app is already loaded, and you can text us at 41411, and you'll put in a keyword of MyLink. It's MYLINK, and of course, that's going to try and autocorrect and put a space in there, but take that space out. So it's MYLINK. And if you're outside of the continental United States, you will email us at missinglink@rainmaker.fm. It's easy and fast, and we hope you join us.
And since you have your mobile phone out anyway as you text us, go ahead and load up that LinkedIn app. And after the break, we're going to have the vivacious Vivica Von Rosen join us to tell you what you need to know from a marketing perspective about that new mobile app. So stay tuned.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. And I would like Micah to introduce our guest, because if I mutilate her name one more time... she will never come back. And since she's the only repeat guest we've had on the show to date, I have to be nice. So, Micah, can you introduce the person whose name I shall not pronounce?
I think you can do it, Sean. And Vivica, we're so excited to have you back on the show. Welcome back, Vivica Von Rosen.
Thank you so much, Micah and Sean. That cracked me up.
We struggled. We're learning in all regards.
So for everyone, Vivica Von Rosen is the LinkedIn expert. She has been on our show. One of our more popular shows, actually, Vivica, was the company pages that we did together. Yep. Awesome. It really resonated. So given its huge success, and I'm such a pig for getting more ratings, I thought I would bring you back on. So thank you for coming back.
That's going to be my new bio, you know, the solution for pigs who want ratings. Not that you're a pig, Sean. Not that you're a pig.
Oh, I'm glutton, baby. I'm glutton for ratings.
Rating pigs. Rating pigs.
We've coined another new term here.
Another new term.
Vivica, thank you so much for coming back. And, you know, it's also very timely because LinkedIn has been on a tear lately on its mobile footprint. And, you know, just to kind of to precursor this, you know, LinkedIn has always, again, been kind of slow to be really innovative, right?
You're so kind putting it that way. I would have put it differently. But yeah, they're a little bit slow on the uptake. Yeah.
And what really blew me away when they started talking about their mobile strategy was the fact that even with their hamstrung attempt at doing mobile, 50% or more of their traffic was coming from a mobile device.
Yeah.
And so it really was very obvious that their audience was there. Maybe they should sit there and have a better mobile experience for
them. Right. You know, it hit home to me when I would do a training and then I'd get questions like, I don't see where that is. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't see where that is? And then I finally realized, oh, it's because they're on their iPads or their phones trying to do what I'm talking about, not on their desktop. And that was kind of the clue in for me. But yeah, you're right. They were, even though over 50% of people use LinkedIn Mobile primarily over and above the desktop app, the previous mobile was well sucky.
So how did they unsuckify it? Talk to us about how you feel. What is it that got you excited? Because before we started recording, we were talking about this, and you said, I'm actually really excited about this topic. So tell everyone, why are you excited about it? What did they do in the mobile space that really got your attention and made you, you know, excited?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I think the mobile app is now easier to use than the desktop app, especially when it comes to the messaging feature. Like I was so unhappy with LinkedIn with the new Messenger on the desktop, but utilizing Messenger on the app, it's like, okay, I kind of get why they did that. Mm-hmm. It really, really works on the app. It really doesn't work for the desktop, but it really works on the app. So that's one thing I really like about it. And then sharing updates. I mean, before, if I wanted to share an update with a photo from my phone, I'd have to use like, you almost couldn't do it. But now, you know, I can go to a conference, take a selfie of myself and one of the influencers there, tag them on the update and send it all from my phone, like in a matter of seconds. So it's just the communications. Let me just if I was to wrap it all into why do I think the LinkedIn mobile app is better or why it's so good, it makes communicating on LinkedIn outbound and inbound so much easier, I think, even than the regular desktop.
You know, it's funny, they were the first social media, but now they seem like a real social media site.
Exactly right. So
let's talk about from a marketer's perspective, though, because again, you know, as a commercial marketer, we're looking at how do we take this platform and generate engagement, sales, revenue, you know, something that allows us to justify all those postal selfies. So what is it that you as a marketer are really thinking about with the mobile app? How should other marketers be thinking about that mobile app?
Perfect. So, you know, it's all well and good to have an editorial calendar and to have an assistant who can manage it for you and to use Octopost or Hootsuite or, you know, Sprout or AgoraPulse or whatever scheduling tool that you use. But the fact is, I think the most impactful content that you can share as a marketer is that which truly does inspire you. And oftentimes, you are not inspired on a scheduled manner, right?
Right.
I'm going to be inspired and inspiring every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, I'd be happy for once a week, but go ahead.
That's so awesome, right?
But what I love about the new mobile app is, you know, whether I'm on my homepage, and by the way, I think that I truly don't know if it's different, the updates that LinkedIn shows you on the mobile app as opposed to the updates that you get on your LinkedIn, you know, on the browser. Mm-hmm. But the updates seem to be more relevant to me. Like they're actually people I know, like, and engage with. So being inspired by other people's updates, right? Being able to very, very easily share, comment, like, engage with someone who has posted an update that I can very easily see. And now, like I said, like, comment, or share. That's crucial, because it's that synchronistic type thing, I think, that almost has more power than the planned, strategized media campaign. Yeah. The other thing, like I said, the updating, whether it's sharing a photo or sharing an update, or now you can also share your published posts really easily.
Yeah.
So being able to go, I mean, how many times, well, maybe it's just me, but how many times have you been at a conference and you're like, oh yeah, I wrote a post about that. Okay, I'm going to have to remember 4.5 hours from now, after I've talked to 100 people, to go back to LinkedIn to find that post, to share it, and hopefully tag the right people in it so maybe they might see it. Or as I'm talking to them and they're asking me for a solution on how to customize an invitation on LinkedIn, I can go, oh yeah, I wrote a post on that. Zoop, boom, boom, done, share, tag. Bam.
Right.
So it's really, I think it makes for more impactful communication, which is not to say you don't want to use a scheduling tool and you don't want to, have an editorial calendar, but really it's that synchronistic moment. And I think that the new LinkedIn mobile app allows for way more so than the old mobile app or the browser.
I was having lunch with a good friend of mine, Rob Gardner, who wrote the book Search and Social. And we were talking about, his whole thesis of that book was real-time marketing. And we really comment about the fact that now we're really moving into, because of the mobile landscape, this in-the-moment marketing, right?
Yes.
That I'm in this particular moment. I am sharing, engaging, whether it be literally in the coffee shop or at the conference or right before I walk in to meet with somebody or probably while I'm meeting them.
Right.
It is that in-the-moment that the app really helps facilitate. And it does change your thinking as a marketer, because you're right. If you're a desktop marketer, you're tending to live on some sort of scheduling. I have to do this. I have an order to my day. Where in the moment can be very much ad hoc, and I need to have a quick way of communicating out there. So let me ask you this, though, because one of the things about LinkedIn is this whole idea of connections. Now, we did a whole show about how to create up a meaningful connections, how to reach out to people, et cetera, which, by the way, resulted in a whole bunch of people using the same strategy to reach me.
Exactly.
Maybe should do that show next time. this works with everybody but me. But the simple fact is that now people, we've talked about how to form meaningful connections. Do you see that the mobile app now, especially when you talked about the status update, does this put more of an emphasis, you think, on expanding those connections that you have?
You know, I think it absolutely can. Like you said, so one thing with the mobile app, up until literally a couple days ago, even with the new awesome mobile app, you couldn't customize an invitation. Mm-hmm. They had it in the old app, and then they got rid of it, and then they had it, and then they got rid of it. And then, of course, on the browser, you can't even read the customized invitation. But on LinkedIn, on the mobile app now, you can both read the customized invitation, and you can now create a customized invitation. So I don't know why it took them, a month past the release date to get to that kind of crucial part.
Right.
But so I think it really can. So it can help you not only create deeper relationships with the people you're already connected to, but certainly on the fly, like at a conference.
Yeah.
You're standing next to someone, you're talking to them, you're like, oh, let me find you on LinkedIn with the new search that actually works pretty well. And once I find you on the search, I'm just going to go send you an invitation to connect right away, because I can now, using the dot, dot, dot on the top right-hand side. And so I think that... which again, they're not even going to see the customized invitation if they use the browser. But since more than 50% of people use the mobile app now, they'll see that custom invitation. They'll remember who you are hopefully they'll like you and then they'll actually accept it. So yeah, I think it'll help you.
It'll help others. It won't help me so much.
Not
but
her.
I can't even pronounce her name. I'm not going to accept the connection.
Wait, I can't block people from the mobile app. Oh, this sucks. Actually, I'm not sure. Can you block people from that? I don't think you can block people from the mobile app. I going to have to check that out. But for instance, Sean, as I go on my mobile app right now, I'm noticing that we are not yet connected. So I'm going to just send you a personal invitation. You better connect.
Where's that spam
connect,
button?
Connect, dude. You better connect, dude. There we go. Hitting send. Bam. By the way, that is my first customized invitation from the new mobile app.
Oh, we're breaking
right
all sorts of firsts.
Right there. Right here on the missing link.
We did it.
Here's the other thing about the mobile app too, is LinkedIn has done a lot to curtail your ability to see and engage with people who are not first level connections, but I haven't hit that wall yet on the mobile app. So when I use LinkedIn's mobile search and look for someone by their name, usually LinkedIn shows me everything in their profile, which just makes, again, communicating way easier. So yeah, now LinkedIn's probably listening to this presentation and they will go and make that hard again.
Right.
But we can hope not. Just so you know, Sean, you can in fact block or report someone from the mobile app. I was just checking that.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm inspiring you to figure out how
not
to block
that I'm
people.
Blocking you, but anyway, but I can't even remember what I was talking about.
Go ahead.
So yeah, hopefully LinkedIn's not listening. But I just find it so usable.
Yeah. And I think that's the key thing, is that they really, really did a phenomenal job in making it usable, make it a real social network after all.
Exactly.
So thank you, LinkedIn, not only being
thank
the first,
LinkedIn.
But actually doing it. So
exactly.
You know, but this does, I think, give a context from the marketing perspective, because I continually think through, you know, there's really kind of, you know, we talked about in the moment marketing, and certainly LinkedIn has a sales component where salespeople can and do derive benefit from, I think, that in the moment marketing, right?
Yeah,
but I also think it expands over to the desktop, and I'll explain why, because the desktop is tend to be where you do your more detailed content creation. Right?
Yeah.
It's where you formulate those ideas, where you're saving, you know, pulse post in draft mode and not just clicking
exactly.
the live button.
Oh my gosh. So true.
But what it does though, and based on what you have indicated, is that now I think it actually gives marketers more of a reason to be putting pulse post out there, to be doing updates on a more frequent basis. Because before, where LinkedIn's was more of I'm in the office, I'm checking my LinkedIn thing, right?
Right.
And usually driven by an email that you got every time somebody even, you know, looked at your profile. Hey, you know, after 20 times in a day, you're like, stop emailing me.
Exactly.
You know? So they remove that email, which is very desktop-esque focus, right?
Yes. Yep,
and
exactly.
So now, in taking that email barrage away, they said, look, we've expanded the usability of the mobile app, and hence those updates, those posts that you're putting in, et cetera, now actually may have more of a reach at different times of the day than your traditional desktop-bound login once a day because I got so many emails from these guys.
Exactly. And, you know, so our 9 to 5, I can almost guarantee that, you know, they've always said LinkedIn is really the work hour social media site.
Right.
But yes, people are, you know, on the rail going to work, or hopefully not while they're driving, unless they have like Apple Talk or something like that. But, you know, yeah, they're going to be using this more in between times because you can. And quite frankly, I will sit in front of my desktop and use the mobile app because it's easier to do my messenger.
Wow.
It's easier to do my invitations there.
Yeah, because every time you hit
how sad is that?
Yeah, well, no, it's because every time you hit the return key in Messenger, you're like, no, I wanted a paragraph, not to send it.
Right. I cannot tell you how many messages I got when they first came out with it that said Vivica, 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 which is, by the way, how you say my name, Sean. Vivica, Vivica.
So, Mrs. Van Rosen, dang it. Anyone who doesn't know what we're laughing about, go back to her previous show and you'll understand about the 20-minute mark what we're talking about. But I do think, and you bring up a great point, and to be fair, you actually, I think, have identified a future trend that I didn't even consider on this, and which is amazing because I think I know everything. You actually pointed out that if that mobile usage pattern starts breaking outside of the general business hours, right? Because they are consuming it in transit, they're consuming it when they are on their mobile device, on a weekend, et cetera. Then as a marketer, it's probably going to change the consumption of your pulse post and updates.
Yes.
Because now, if you're thinking about it, you know, I've always believed that a pulse post that was more lifestyle-esque, you know, that tends to do somewhat better than industry things, not in general, but if it's a really good lifestyle post that makes you laugh and says, oh, I've been, I that's an experience I had. You know, had that, you know, moment of empathy. Now, those type of posts on the weekend can be consumed. And of course, as we know, people are researching. And the mobile app, you're right, is going to change the consumption of data from work hours to more off hours, which I think marketers also have to contend with.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, we've had this rule of thumb for the longest time. And I think the mobile usage turns that on its head. You know, never mind that we live, you know, in the US, we've got three time zones, and then we've got Europe and Hawaii and all those other areas to talk about. But yeah, I think mobile is even more going to turn that upside down. I'd be interested to see the numbers, you know, this time next year.
You're right. I think, and I would have a sneaking suspicion that you are correct, as you always are. So.
<It's worse.
laughs> I've been married long enough to know to just say, you know what, you're always right.
Dear. So. You need to talk to my husband.
There you go. So,
oh my gosh.
What else do you think that marketers need to be concerned with or to be thoughtful of when it comes to this new mobile app and more of this mobile focus that LinkedIn is doing it? I mean, you know, we talked about consumption habits change. We talked about this in the moment marketing, which is, you know, absolutely essential because it is something that is very powerful and it's certainly an emerging trend. What else do you see out there related to this mobile space that LinkedIn is trying to change for everyone?
Well, you know, the one thing, and I went ahead and created a folder on my phone for all the LinkedIn mobile apps out there. If you've got an iPhone, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 official, is that right? No, 7 official, for an iPhone. For an Android, it's like 3, but there are 7 official LinkedIn mobile apps. And then there's all the people, you know, the third-party apps, which constantly get shut down. But, you know, there's SalesNav, there's JobSearch, there's Groups, there's Pulse, there's Lynda, there's Lookup, and actually Recruiter, and then there's the regular. So there's actually 8 official iPhone apps. What I love about this new app as well is if you're on the homepage and you go to the top right-hand side, there's a little grid. If you click on that, it'll actually open up all of the LinkedIn apps that you have access to. So if you, first of all, if you haven't downloaded them yet, like you might not even have known they existed.
Exactly. They're,
right? You just download them. So now you don't have to move them into a special folder like I did. Plus, they're just super easy to get to.
Right.
And when LinkedIn first released this, they were talking about integrating like the connected app into this and the Groups app into it. But they really don't need to. And that might make it unuser friendly, right? Because there'd just be too many hidden places and hidden depths that you can go to. I love the way they've set this up. So if I want to jump into Groups to have a deeper conversation in Groups than I can on the mobile app, I just jump onto the LinkedIn Groups app. If I want to get a better, you know, if it is off hours and I want more lifestyle content than I'm getting on my homepage, I'll jump into the Pulse app. Or if I, you know, quickly go, oh my gosh, I need to learn how to do this, I can jump into the Lynda app. Or if I'm working in a big corporation, I'm like, oh, I don't think I have Cindy's email address, I can jump in the Lookup app. So there's so many different apps that are associated with this mobile app, and they're really easy to navigate. And I've never actually seen that done before.
Yeah, that was, like, pretty, that was a dramatic change because, you know, and I think a lot of people were like, oh, you couldn't, you know, figure it out and put it into one. But they're actually, what they're saying is, no, there's specific intent on the way people use it. And we crowd it into one app, you're not going to find the things that you need. Hence, it leads to higher frustration. And it just makes it, and you're right, it is a very, very unique approach. And quite frankly, because they are so big, they could pull it off, right? I mean,
Smaller
company could not pull something like that off.
No. Like, I'm actually surprised, and I could be wrong about that, but I haven't seen that on the Facebook app at all. Like, they've got Messenger, but that's embedded-ish, you know? So I actually haven't seen any other app ever do this. At least in not in such a sophisticated but easy to use way.
But I think that's a LinkedIn audience, though. I mean, as a marketer, we generally gravitate to LinkedIn because that's where professionals are that have money. They have a higher demographic skew when it comes to income, to, you know, et cetera. So it makes sense that they went to their audience and created a sophisticated, more streamlined thing to get you what you needed. But you did bring up something. I want to get your opinion on this, and we'll close it out on this. The group app. Now, you know, I've indicated before, there's a lot of debate amongst the LinkedIn experts, including the LinkedIn expert, about, you know, groups, the efficacy of groups. Yeah. Et cetera. How do you think, if at all, the mobile group app or the group, whatever you want to call it, app that relates to the group, how do you think that will change, if at all, the way that people are interacting with LinkedIn groups?
Well, it's the saving grace, in my opinion, of LinkedIn groups. I am not a fan of the new LinkedIn groups on the browser. I think it totally, I mean, as a content marketer, Now, I will say, finally, they reactivated the ability to search a person, search for a person in a group. So they had that turned off.
Yes.
Which is really bad. I mean, that was kind of the whole point of groups in a way.
Right.
So, you know, you can't search by keyword anymore unless a person has the keyword in their title field, which is gross.
Right.
to use my technical term. That's just gross. But you can search by name. So that is good. I really like the group app, the group's mobile app, mainly because of notifications.
Yeah.
And why at this point, and maybe by the time this airs, they'll have, you know, come to their senses and activated it. Why they don't have notifications on the desktop, I have no idea, right? Like, hello.
Yeah. You have to check twice a day just to make sure you're not missing anything.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And you really don't even see it unless you know to go to know. I mean, it's useless as a desktop. I mean, I think if they had left groups just desktop, it would be the end of groups. No question.
Mm.
It's the saving grace. I actually really do like the app. I like the ability to easily engage with people who have engaged with something I have shared. Now, I am noticing, and I'm not as strategic as I should be, and I should have UTMs and track everything specifically. And so I'm not tracking as detailed way as I could, maybe, where my links are coming from and where my traffic is coming from, other than it's coming from LinkedIn. So I would guess, though, that my traffic has dropped since LinkedIn released this new user interface. But having said that, you know, because I can use this mobile app in between times and because it's got the notifications list, I still find it a relatively useful tool. And again, the ability to like to comment right from the app, I find it that much easier on the mobile app than I do on the browser.
Well, Vivica, I cannot tell you how much we truly appreciate you being on the show again. And the fact that I haven't mutilated your name once during this entire interview is a testament to our respect and admiration for everything you do and share.
This is great, too. I'm excited about the mobile app because I haven't explored it. I'm much more of a scheduled person. So I'm really excited about all this information because I didn't know some of it. So thank you.
Yeah, I do think it will change. And, in conclusion, I do think it will fundamentally change the way that people are interacting with LinkedIn and the more in-the-moment marketing, you know, certainly supporting, if not revitalizing groups to some extent. The fact that you can sit there and really understand that there may be opportunities to talk to people outside of the normal business hours, opened up a huge amount of time period where content consumption can occur, and certainly gives you maybe even more reason to connect with people during the weekend with people on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So it's a big change. And again, you have successfully guided us through, and I'm glad that you could find someone certainly on such notice to sit there and talk to us about it in depth on the app. So Vivica, thank you so much again for being on the show. We can't thank you enough. And for all of our listeners, we will be back next week with another episode of The Missing Link.
You have just experienced The Missing Link exclusively on Rainmaker.fm.